from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Ayuk inside, touchdown! Samuel leading the way. Ayuk comes inside of him.
Oh, yeah. Ready to go. College football right there will get you going, huh? 9 o'clock hour.
He got his contract, so.
He got it. Yeah, you had to get him in there. Yeah. You found a way to get Brandon Ayuk in. You've been dying to get that one. I saw that coming.
I'm glad football season's starting so we can get some more of those.
Yeah.
We need some fresh material.
4-year, as long as it's not me. 4-year, $120 million
contract. Keep our eye out on you.
Brandon Ayuk. I always have this question. Why'd they wait so long? Why didn't they just make this offer like...
Said that about two
a month ago.
Apparently, it was the same. What Schefter said, it was the same offer. You'll have to ask Mike about this, but apparently, that was the offer they've had on the table. And I guess he caved. I don't know. The agent said that wasn't the case, but that's what Schefter said. And usually, when Schefter reports it, it's
But agent's got the agent.
Yeah,
you know, he's got a safe face, and you know he's doing. You ever notice the agents go, look at what he got? He got $30 million. $30 million a year, and you're going, wait a second, not guaranteed. It looks more like 18 a year, guaranteed. But they don't do that knowing that at the end of the contract, there's a good chance those guys don't see it on that backloaded year unless they're really good, like Tyreek Hill, and they redid it and gave him all the friggin' money he needs for this year and next year because he has put up record numbers over the last 2 years. So kind of bet on yourself, but yeah, listen, there's no – feeling sorry for any of these guys, because once you get that second contract as a quarterback, wide receiver, well, just about any position now, you're starting to talk about money that sets you up for life. You truly look at guys and go, hey, Brandon, you really just play this out. You really don't have to work again. You literally could be 30, 31, 32 years old, and you don't need – I mean, you'll do something probably, but you really don't need to. For these guys. By the way, did you see the numbers, Woody, with Steph Curry? How many guys have gone over $500 million in earnings in the NBA? Did you see it? Did you see the three guys on the list?
I could guess who they are.
Go ahead.
I mean, I guess LeBron is one of them.
Yeah.
You said Steph is one of them.
Well, that 62, I guess, puts him over that extension he just signed. It's
guaranteed
money.
I got to tell you, a bunch of guys just signed $200 million contracts.
They weren't in there, though.
That list is going to start to
grow. Yeah, no, there's going to be a bunch. The other one was Kevin Durant.
Yeah, he's Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant quietly is making, like, that's kind of a quiet $500 million. Isn't that crazy? $500 million, Folks, I've been doing this way too long.
A lot of these guys will be making a mil a game.
Yes.
So when they sit out, you make sure you boo them loudly.
Well, look, we got three guys. I think they said that the guys that are going to start. We're going to start seeing guys make 60. I said this in the middle of this contract that they just signed the TV contracts with the NBA. They're talking about in the mid-230s, 2034, 2035, we're going to have the top guys in the NBA making $100 million a year. So money's amazing. It's taking off, man. Basketball, obviously, it's a lot of money, and you don't have 53-man roster, which spreads it out a lot more for the league, but for the NFL players, top guys. Jamar Chase, I don't know if he gets it. We're going to talk to Mike Florio coming up about this. So Jamar Chase has kind of tried to play good soldier, being around and working out on his own while he's there and trying to do all this stuff. But he's made it clear he wants Justin Jefferson money. And if you're wondering what that looks like, that's 4-year, $140 million, $110 million guaranteed, which a lot of that is up front. A lot of that money is up front.
It's so funny. You brought up the NBA stuff, and I know it's not an apples-to-apples comparison, but they, like, you know, 10th guy on the bench is getting that in the NBA. You can be a crappy role player, and you're getting that annually.
Well, not a crappy, but the good
players.
You
know what I mean, though.
No.
You got these middle-of-the-road guys that are signing those crazy deals, and, you know, Jamar Chase is, like, in a battle for money. I know he's got some, you know, time left on his contract.
You know what's crazy? Now, Tua's changed it a little bit as far as the money that he's getting and Tyreek's money. But you got a lot of Heat guys, man. Your top Heat guys, Miami Heat players, making big money. Jimmy's making big money and due to make 2 years more of it coming up if he plays well. And Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero's making – he got that second contract. He got that – I'm set for life money with a lot more, but my God, you start talking about guys making $500 million in their career and still playing. Now, LeBron's played till he's 40. You gotta mention that. And Kevin Durant's, what, 37, 38? And Steph's 36, sound right? Steph Curry's like 36 years old. Man, that's still a lot. And those guys are three of the best in the game. By the way, three of the best to ever play in the game, actually. All three of them equally really, really good. We're going to have Mike Florio join us. We come back, we're going to talk to him. We got a lot of stuff to get to here.
You know what's coming up in the last segment on a Friday?
I don't want to do it. Do I have to do it?
You do. It's in your contract. I put it in there.
I thought in my contract I didn't have to talk to you as much.
That's not in there. The part about you picking games is in there, though.
All right. Well, listen, you know, before
spreads, over unders, money lines, whatever you're feeling,
no.
Whatever you're feeling.
Parlay, you have me parlay a couple of games.
You could do that.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I'm getting ready, man. I'm just like, I'm really, really excited to see what Miami's going to look like and Florida's going to look like, because we'll talk about the Gators too. And then the following week, man, and by the way, following week, I mean just a few days, Thursday night, the Ravens go to Kansas City to kick off the NFL, and then it's on. They play Friday. They got a game in Brazil on Friday, and then Sunday we got 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, we got the Sunday night game, and then we got a Monday night game, the Jets going to San Francisco. I mean, my God. Huh? It's an early birthday present is what it is. It's unbelievable. Tell you who else is unbelievable, your South Florida Chevy dealers. Never look better than what's going on at your South Florida Chevy dealers for you to take advantage of. If you can get out between all this rain this weekend, you got to stop by. You're looking for something new, cars, trucks, or SUVs. I'll just let you know, these are the best overall products we've ever had at our South Florida Chevy dealers, ever. And I always start with the big boys because I've had Tahoes for a lot of my life now. Suburbans and Tahoes with Tahoe, by the way, at the end of the year, going to have a new look for 2025. I can't wait to see that one. But the Traverse, the midsize, so much room and a great look down to the Trailblazer and Equinox and a Blazer again, the SUV family, so much style and substance, and what a fantastic look going across the board. Silverado trucks. Our number one seller. Very durable, and we make a truck that's absolutely perfect for your lifestyle, whether it's just you and that truck and a full-time living, and that's how you do it. You work for yourself, you work hard, you work extra days, you work on a Saturday and Sunday. Silverado truck's going to be right there with you. Need a truck to get you and the family around? We got those Silverado trucks too. New and used, man. Never, never look better than right now at your South Florida Chevy dealers with convenient locations in Dade, Broward, even Monroe County. Hey, and listen to this one. Qualified buyers get 1.9% APR on all 2024 Silverado 1500s, hot Blazer EV, the Equinox, Trailblazer, the Blazer, and the Colorado models. Whatever you are looking for, stop by this weekend. Spend an hour, hour and a half at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rips, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo. The Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody, thank you. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk joins us as we're ready. Man, I can't wait for next week, Mike. I can't lie to you, man. Starting Thursday, Friday, if that's not enough, all day Sunday, Sunday night, right into Monday night, and finish it up with the Jets and Aaron Rodgers going back to the Bay Area to play the 49ers. My God, did they set up a heck of a first week.
Oh, it's unbelievable, Joe, and it's the first Saturday night opener since 1950. They got away with it because the ban on broadcasting games on Friday nights doesn't start until the second Friday in September. So that's the first Friday. And I hope the people in Brazil appreciate what they're getting. We've been exporting crap to London since 2007, right? I mean, look at those games they get. Any given year, it's like, oh, well, this is a game nobody else wanted to host. This is potential NFC Championship preview. Two teams that are among the best in the conference, a game that the outcome of which will resonate into January because it may determine where the rematch is played if there is one. That is going to be a great game next Friday night, and I think it's a great way to start the season. And, you know, Joe, when they go to 18 games, if they go two byes, they're going to have to go back to playing on Labor Day weekend, and you could do that every year. You could do Thursday, Friday, Saturday, college football, Sunday, Monday, NFL takeover of Labor Day weekend to start the season.
Yeah. Oh, I could very easily, I'm with you, see that happening. All right, so we got to bring it back here. We always have a little something here in South Florida for you. Odell Beckham, the injury, and I think we kind of felt this was coming a week or two ago. Hasn't been healthy since he's been here. They put him on PUP and even got a little Chris Greer with a little, well, we thought this might happen. What was your take? I was a little disappointed. I thought he's going to be ready to go. I look like a dumbass and everybody's giving me a hard time. I thought, oh, we got our third wide receiver. He's ready, and he's not.
One of the most important things that a football team can do is manage expectations. And when you sign Odell Beckham Jr., if you know there's a chance he's not going to be ready for week one, you devise a strategy for getting that word out there so people aren't expecting that he's going to make a splash right out of the gate, that he's going to be out there lined up with Jaylen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. If there's something that's potentially going to slow down his ability to be ready to go, make sure people are aware of it. And then if he is ready to go, it's a bonus. This whole thing was weird. He passes the physical when he signs his contract. He's out on the field doing individual drills during the offseason program, and then all of a sudden he can't pass the physical for training camp, and he's on the PUP list for the entirety of it and now into the first 4 weeks of the regular season. And look, the way his contract's structured, he's got incentives that are tied to production, so I don't think he's thrilled about not being able to play. And I also checked the contract to see if there was any caveat in there for any pre-existing injury, you know, like the Kirk Cousins situation. Right. There's a thing in there about the Achilles tendon. Last year with Jimmy Garoppolo, there was stuff in there that tied his guaranteed money to passing a physical for his foot injury. There's nothing like that in there. So if they didn't anticipate it being a problem because they would have worked language in there to protect them. So the whole thing is just weird. And I get the impression that when they signed this deal, they probably didn't think it was going to come to this.
I agree. I thought the same thing. Now they're going, well, that's on you guys to think that this might not have happened. We kind of like, okay, all right, that's fine. So I got to ask you this one: is there a way to get your team ready with the new camp? And we've seen it with Mike McDaniel. And this is not ripping it. I'm just trying to get the healthiest and get your team ready to go at the same time, staying healthy through this new preseason and new camp that we have. Is there a proven way across the board, Mike? Are we still learning what's best to get your team ready for that first game?
We're still learning because how much do you divide it between practice against your own team, joint practice, preseason games? The Eagles didn't use any of their starting offensive player in any of the preseason games, and they've justified it by saying our guys got all their work in practice and joint practices. But, you know, there's that mindset out there that you need the callus. That's the Jim Harbaugh term. And somebody else said that recently too. You got to have that full body callus so you're ready to go when it's full contact, tackle to the ground football. And if you don't have that, you're not going to withstand it. The problem is to get it, some guys are going to get injured, and that's the balance you have to strike, and you have to accept the fact that some guys are going to get injured. You know, the Chiefs play their starters throughout the preseason, and the Chiefs have won the last two Super Bowls. You want your guys to be ready out of the gates, and you want your guys to be in the best position possible to withstand the rigors of a full season. So when you get to November and December, and it is counterintuitive, well, if we beat the crap out of them in training camp, they're more likely to wear down. But if you do it the right way, they're more likely to be ready. They're in peak physical condition, and the bumps and bruises that otherwise affect the guys who aren't prepared don't affect the guys that are prepared. So I still think it's a new world, and it's a moving target. And as the preseason shrinks farther, which it will, and this whole private equity thing, my one big takeaway of private equity is when you introduce those kinds of companies into the NFL, they're going to be pushing the league for more money, more games,
right?
18, 19, 20. As this changes, it's going to constantly adjust the mindset of what you should do as a coach to get your team ready, because I think all 32 teams are going to have different approaches.
Yeah, I'm dying to see how healthy, and by the way, we're still waiting on a couple of guys, see if they're going to be able to play in the first game. I'm really curious to see what everybody's team looks like because, you know, you can bring guys up from the practice squad. You can do it in week one and get your guys ready to go. So, yeah, that will be an interesting one. So I spent a little time with Jason Sanders, the field goal kicker, and we were talking about, hey, how do you like it and what do you think? And I had the feeling that he thinks a lot of guys are just going to rip it out of the end zone. The commissioner's going, why the hell did I put all that in if you guys are going to hit it out of the back of the end zone?
And they know it's coming because I've asked the league about it multiple times. They had an opportunity this week with all the owners together in Minnesota for this private equity thing. All they had was a short discussion and update on the performance of the new kickoff formation. When it's time to play, I'm not going to be your guinea pig. I'm not going to put the ball in play and risk a long return that's going to cause me to lose a game, especially if I'm holding a lead in the third or fourth quarter. I think the ball is going to get kicked out of the end zone. And from the NFL's perspective, they can say, at least we tried to make the play more interesting. They've also made the play a lot safer because you make it safer if you don't do it. And if you're starting at the 30 instead of the 25 over time, you're going to have more scoring. So I think at some level, because I don't sense that they're troubled enough by this. They sold the whole thing as, oh, there's going to be 2,000 more plays every year. It's possible they're playing 4D chess here. That this is what they, I hadn't really thought of it before. I'm glad, this is one of the reasons why I like doing these. It forces me to kind of think on the fly. I wonder whether or not this is what they wanted, because there's zero injury risk if the ball's kicked out of the end zone, and now the ball's on the 30, so there's going to be more scoring as well.
Right. Yeah, I'm curious to see what week one, that's going to be kind of back of our head there to see how that all plays out for sure. So, we got the Brandon Ayuk deal done last night. I think everybody's a little surprised after Adam Schefter, like, I've never seen anything like this, and like an hour later, his deal was done. Kind of a strange one because it looked like he was headed the frustration. San Francisco was frustrated. Ayuk, what's going on with he and his agent? Then the deal all of a sudden gets done.
Well, here's what was happening. The 49ers, somebody within the 49ers, was actively leaking and spinning and getting the Adam Schefters and others of the world to say the things that were good for the 49ers, even after the fact. This idea that the 49ers hadn't moved their offer since August 12th. Look,
right.
They could have had Brandon Ayuk for $27 million before Amon-Ra St. Brown did his deal. Then they could have had him for $28 million. And then they went through this exercise where they basically dared him to go find another team that would pay him what the 49ers wouldn't. And he found five of them before the draft. There were five teams that were willing to pay him. And then the 49ers asked too much in trade because they didn't want to trade him. So they dragged their feet, and now they pay 30. And it would have been 27 on a four-year extension. That's a $12 million difference. So we see this time again. And Joe, this is what drives me crazy. Look at what the Vikings did with Justin Jefferson. They set the deadline of mandatory minicamp, and they got the deal done. So he's there for mandatory minicamp and all of training camp in the preseason. He's ready to go. The Cowboys and the 49ers with their receivers, and also the Bengals if they do this with Ja'Marr Chase, you don't do the deal right before the start of the season. You set the deadline right before the start of training camp so the guy's there and the guy's ready. Now you've got CeeDee Lamb, Brandon Ayuk, and Ja'Marr Chase who aren't going to be as ready to go week one because of the holdout/hold-in mentality that kept them from being present and accounted for training camp.
You think the Ja'Marr Chase deal, I keep hearing the Brown family has no money and they can't afford that big check up front, or they don't want to pay that big check. Because Ja'Marr Chase made it pretty clear now that, hey, I want Justin Jefferson money. I'm a young guy, and that's what it's going to take.
Well, cash flow in the offseason is one thing. The Buccaneers haven't been giving out signing bonuses for decades. But once the season rolls around and you're getting that big-ass check from the league office for your TV money, you can afford to pay your players. Now, they're cheap, but they do have the cash flow. This is, I think, fundamentally about one thing. And my general position is the longer you wait, the more it's going to cost.
Yes.
The price always goes up. But when you're talking about a first-round pick who's got a five-year contract, if you can delay it past that fourth year, you have gotten that guy for one full season for peanuts in comparison to what it's going to cost. So you're swapping out or not swapping out for Chase $4.8 million instead of whatever he's going to be making per year on his new deal. I think the Bengals desperately want to get that fourth year, just like the Cowboys are getting, and they shouldn't be getting it. Michael Parsons should have held out. He's playing for $3 million this year. Mm. So, yeah, they'll pay him more. The market's going to go up. It's going to be more than $34 million per year in new money average when he signs a new deal, but they still got him this year for $3 million. That's the factor. That's the one time it makes sense to wait. If you've got that fourth-year salary at a low number, you get the player for that year, and you defer the new contract to some point in the future.
Hey, Mike, this Hassan Reddick thing, and listen to Joe Douglas yesterday. I mean, I don't know what the deal was when the trade was made, and I wasn't there, but Joe Douglas just looks like a deer in headlights saying, we want him back, and I don't know what's going to happen. They need him. They got rid of their other pass rusher. How does this finally end? What happens?
God, I don't know. And it all changes once you start missing game checks. It's $791,000 per week that Hassan Reddick is going to lose once the regular season starts. Is he wired to do that? Is he willing to stay away? It's one thing to rack up those training camp fines. It's another thing to give up game checks, because those game checks are never coming back. And hey, look, dysfunctional teams do dysfunctional things, and the Jets are dysfunctional at some level, at the highest level. The question is how much of it trickles down to the football operations. And they traded for a guy that wanted a new contract without working out a new contract. You know, one of the few things I gleaned from Hard Knocks this year, the Bears were in the mix for Matthew Judon, but the Bears made it clear without a new contract, right, without him agreeing to our contract offer, we're not doing this deal. Why do you want a guy who's not happy with his contract? You don't trade for that. Then you're just inheriting someone else's problems. That's where the Jets screwed up here. And you know, I've seen some reporting, well, you know, the Hassan Reddick was okay with this, and they had a conversation. Hey, anything that isn't in writing and signed is worthless. It's worthless because once the player's traded, the player has all the leverage in the contract talks. You got to say to the player on the way through the door, we'll trade for you, but this is our deal.
That's right.
If you don't take it, we're not trading.
Yep, total sense. Absolutely. And it's just crazy. And looking at that look of his face, the general manager's face was unbelievable to see him sitting there going, oh, we love him. We can't wait for him to get here. Hey, so I do want to ask you about Tom Brady and the Fox NFL deal and now the pending Raiders ownership deal. So the league now comes out and says, hey, Tom, you can do those games. Yeah, I'm sure you're going to be real good at it. But, boy, you talk about severe restrictions, not being at the facilities, not watching practice. My gosh, man, he might as well be an outsider and just show up for everything that they're going to tie his hands with to get ready for these games. Did that surprise you or not?
It did, because I didn't think the league would have the guts to stand up to Tom Brady. Because certain guys just get everything they want, and no one will tell them no. And back in May, the commissioner said at a press conference after the quarterly meeting that they have some sort of arrangement that would avoid the conflict of interest and competitive issues of having a guy who was part owner of a team attending practice and present at production meetings, having access to facilities, et cetera. I thought they'd come up with some sort of a half measure. Because I said, hey, look, the Raiders are in competition with everyone. This isn't just an AFC West thing. Right. This is everyone. And I know that Fox predominantly does NFC games. It doesn't matter. You're in competition with everyone. And so when they have this sweeping, he can't go into facilities, he can't attend production meetings, he can't go to practice, he can't criticize officials or he's subject to the same rules. I think what the NFL is doing here, they're trying to get him to choose one or the other. And I'm not sure that they care which one, although I think they'd probably rather he just give up the Raiders bid and stay with Fox. But I think they're trying to get him to pick a lane. And I think if push comes to shove, all it takes is 9 owners to keep him out of the club. I think that at least 9 owners are going to say, we're still not comfortable with this. We're not going to approve Tom Brady to be an owner of an NFL team because it's too much of a conflict of interest. And if he has to choose one or the other, Joe, you know, the easy one is, hey, Fox is paying him $37.5 million a year. I need to know what he's getting the Raiders for, how much he's getting. My reporting back in July was that he came together with Richard Seymour, and along with their partners, they're getting 10.4%. I'd like to know how close to fair market value that is. I'd like to know what he's paying versus what, for example, a private equity fund would pay for that 10%. Wow. That gives you a better idea of how much it's worth to Tom Brady. And I just think they're going to try, for now, they're trying to get him to pick one or the other. And when push comes to shove, they're going to slam the door in his face on owning a piece of the Raiders. Yeah.
Wow, this can be an interesting one. Mike, as always, thank you so much, man. A lot of great stuff. Hell, we haven't even started the season yet. I appreciate it.
Here we go, Joe. Thank you, buddy.
All right, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk with us this morning, talking about a lot of things. How about that? Wow. Tom Brady, man. I try to do both. He probably from that. He'll try to figure out something there. All right, we got to go to break. We'll be right back.
All right, before we get back to it here, how about a stock market report sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount, KendallDodgeChryslerJeepRam.com. Market has been open for about, let's say, 13 minutes, and the NASDAQ is up 150 points, Dow up 125 points, the S&P is up 35 points. Best of luck to all players there. And I want to let you know about our event that is coming up. Join the WQAM on-air staff at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars on Wednesday, September 25th. Presented by Ed Morris, Sawgrass Auto Mall. Enjoy a fine whiskey, a good cigar, and Dolphins, Canes, Heat, Panthers conversation with the WQAM staff. It's free to attend. You can RSVP at WQAM.com, which will get you an invite and a complimentary cigar. Must be over 21. Drink responsibly. Talk sports with the WQAM on-air staff at Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars. And that is Wednesday, September 25th at Smoke on the Water in Weston, presented by Ed Morse, Sawgrass Auto Mall, sponsored by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah. And Joe, will send it back to you.
All right. On that note. By the way, just if nothing else, just go for Channing. The entertainment of Channing Crowder, right? I mean, that's going to be fun. That's going to be a good time. I hope a lot of you can sign up and come out and spend some time with us and in a very safe way, of course, very safe way, and spend some time with everybody from WQAM that will be out there. So it should be a good time. Speaking of good times, Woody, I can't believe it's here, man. First of all, I can't believe the NFL season's ready to start, too. Less than a week away, that thing starts with a big bang, Lamar and Patrick Mahomes. But college football last night was a nice little teaser. But tomorrow, University of Miami at Florida on ABC. I mean, they're going national TV right off the bat, man. And see what it looks like. That's my new thing. See what it looks like, man. I see the pieces. They're as good as I've seen in a long time. They're big. They're talented. They got experience at the quarterback. We're not talking about the quarterback thing. I don't think we have to worry about the receiver thing. You got some really good big backs. I don't remember last time you had two 230-pound running backs with some other guys. You got depth at certain positions. I'm with Don Bailey Jr., though, as far as the secondary. See how they play and how quickly they can come together and play as a group and not get beat. You know, hey, listen, when I say beat, don't get – guys going to make catches in tight coverage. It just happens. Those guys, receivers, are good athletes. But I'm talking about where a guy's running wide open and, you know, either a broken coverage or you just get fooled and you're not sure what you're doing. Just stay away from those. Make the, you know, the old make them earn it by just making a hell of a catch, right? Making a hell of a play. Those Colorado wide receivers last night, those guys went out and won that damn game with that quarterback. That was the only difference in those teams. Outside of how good those two receivers were, and one guy might be the first pick in the draft, and I think Sanders got it. He's going to be a really good quarterback the next level. He didn't come out. He decided to come back and play for his dad for another year. I don't know how good their team is, though, but I know those two on the outside are really special, and boy, did they have big games, and the quarterback gets them the ball, and that was the difference in that game last night. So we'll see what Miami. Miami's going to look like with their group. What do you got for me, Woody, before? Go ahead.
This is our pick music.
I know it is.
It's not really college music, but it's pick time, Joe. Favorite time of the year, man. We're football's back officially. These are real games, not preseason. And we started at noon on Saturday. Number one, Georgia. Number 14, Clemson. That game is in Atlanta, by the way, at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Almost a home game.
Georgia is favored by 12.
I'm going Georgia.
Okay. West Virginia and Penn State. Number 8, Penn State heading to Morgantown. Penn State is favored by 8.
Oh, I'm going to go Penn State big.
Penn State big. All right, I like that. Let's keep it moving here.
Those are big spreads, too. I hate those big spreads.
Well, that's how it starts off here, man. Number 5, Alabama and Western Kentucky in Tuscaloosa, 7 o'clock on Saturday. Alabama favored by 31.5.
Yeah, Bama goes more than 31.
Okay. One of the games of the week here, number 20, Texas A&M. They will host number 7, Notre Dame. Texas A&M is favored by 3 with a over-under as low on this 45.5.
I'm going Notre Dame.
Seriously? Okay. Interesting. Michigan, number 9, Michigan and Fresno State. Michigan favored by 21 points at the Big House.
Oh, I got to go Michigan big. Michigan big.
All right. We have on Sunday, number 13 LSU, number 23 USC in Vegas at Allegiant Stadium. LSU favored by 4.5 points.
I like LSU. I don't trust USC. USC, hadn't had a defense yet, even though they're brand new. Both teams, obviously, their quarterbacks were 1 and 2 in the draft.
Okay. We got a game on Monday as well, Joe, Monday night here. Number 10, Florida State hosting Boston College. FSU favored by 16.5 points, trying to avoid an 0-2 start in the ACC. It's Boston College's opener.
Yeah.
Do they catch them?
No, Florida State.
How awesome. That is a potentially pretty fun.
I don't think Boston College is very good this year, are they?
Probably not. But Georgia
Tech,
always
used to be physical. Remember late in the year, they're just a physical team.
All right, Joe. And then the marquee matchup of the weekend, the Florida Gators hosting number 19-ranked Miami Hurricanes, 3:30 here on WQAM. Ben Hill Griffin Stadium in Gainesville. The Miami Hurricanes are favored by 2.5 points with an over-under at 54.5.
I like the Canes, man. I have to like the Canes. I like their field goal kicker a lot, too.
Yeah.
By the way, great point by Don Bailey Jr.
And not trying to be a homer with this pick, obviously,
well, we are,
Joe.
But that's fine.
I don't think so. I'm going to be honest. Like, I think Miami wins. I don't think they win by much.
What?
Like, 2.5 is okay. If that thing got to 3.5, this could come down to a field goal. Very well could.
We need that field goal kicker. Well, I'll tell you what, that family, they got another brother coming, or is this it for them?
I don't know. Hopefully they have another, but... There you go, man. We'll get it started at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Monroe is back for countdown.
We got Monroe County. You got him signed back up.
So it'll be me and Monroe, and
Hard Rock App Head.
And then we'll hand it off to Joe Z, DBJ, and Josh. And
yeah,
Victor will be up there as well.
Oh, Vic, man. There's two things Vic likes: the Canes and Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, which is the weirdest combination.
Where you're going with the second one.
What you think I was going to... No.
I thought you were going to say, like, steroids or something.
See? What's wrong with
I really
you,
didn't
man.
Know where you were going with that.
Why can't he just work out? Why is it when a guy gets big, you just decide he's doing steroids? I know one thing. Vic has never done a steroid in his life to get big.
He was big.
Vic's a good dude, man.
He is a good guy.
He's a good dude. And you can't help yourself, though.
No,
you just
no.
got to take shots at everybody.
He
man.
Comes up, by the way, Vic does an amazing job. He comes up with this thing I showed you, this like 20 pages of notes for the game, because you asked me if I was just going to go in blindly, if I was going to prepare. And
he asked you too?
No, you asked me. And I said, no, Vic comes up with these sheets, and they're like really good. And
that's funny.
Yeah. Glad you got a laugh out of that.
Oh, man. Well, that's
it's good. The first official weekend of football, and Thursday, obviously, we have.
Oh, my God, what a huge game for this town. We got you know, it's not just Canes fans. We got a lot of Gators. A lot of Gators down there. I got a lot of Gators in my life. You probably have a lot of Gators in your life.
Sadly, I do.
People went to school there, and people put their kids through school there and then became fans, which I did not.
Feels like it's the Canes' year, though, man. It's been a long time coming here. Hopefully this is this is the one.
Well, we got to go, Woody, but I'll tell you what, man. I cannot wait for tomorrow and then next week. Woody, it's kind of like the week kind of gets going, and next thing you know, we're going to be a kickoff with Kansas City and Baltimore.
That game's going to be awesome.
What a great way to kick the season.
It really is. And there's a Friday game, too. Eagles and Packers in Brazil.
That's a good one. That's a real good
game. They keep the games
game
in our country, but, you know, it's football nonetheless.
How about for our first game, the game we're giving them? Jeez.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good game. All right, Woody. Hey, man, that's going to do it. You have a good time with the little whippersnappers over the weekend.
Good long weekend, man.
Man, I can't wait. We had such a good time. We'll see you again next week. Have a great one, everybody.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.